Hi everyone, my name is Liz Wynette Mejia, but you guys can call me Liz. I go by Liz Wynette M. And this is Unworthy Yet Loved Podcast. I think the first episode is so important, but I just don't know what's the perfect way to introduce it. So I'll just talk about why I'm doing this podcast, why the title is what it is, and which is really it. So I want this podcast to be, or for me, this podcast is a faith-based encouragement podcast. I've always wanted to do this. I mean, like 5 years ago, I thought about doing a podcast, but it just wasn't the right time. And I feel as though God has, not I feel, I can say that God has led me to a place where I can now speak about Him more confidently, and I can share what I've learned. My intention and my goal is to encourage someone else and to just help someone else feel closer to God through my yapping, but also for us to build community and be able to uplift each other. The reason why I named the podcast Unworthy Yet Loved is because for the last 6 years, especially when I was in college, I always felt very unworthy. I felt like I wasn't enough. And the phrase, "you're worthy," was one that was constantly popping up in my head. To me, it was like I felt like God was reminding me that I'm worthy. And not worthy because of my own doing, because I'm pretty or perfect or et cetera, et cetera. I'm worthy because of Him. I'm worthy because I'm loved by Jesus. And it always brought me back to God. It always brought me back to prayer. Every time I felt beat down, I would just hear this phrase, "you're worthy." And it would bring me back to my Bible or bring me back to prayer. It would just bring me back to the root, which is, to me, the root is God as the rock. And so for the past month, actually for the past 3 months, I was really going to do this. I was all in. But I realized that I was trying to control what this was. I was trying to do it all on my own instead of letting God use me and allowing things to flow through me, because this isn't about me. This is about Jesus and what He's trying to do. So I had to learn to surrender, and I had to accept the fact that I didn't even feel worthy of sitting here and talking on this mic. I really don't understand, and I don't know if I ever will, why I am doing this. There's so many podcasts out there. There's so many people that are better educated, that know the Bible more, that know God more. But I really do feel called to this, and I cannot be disobedient, because half obedience is also disobedience. And one of the things that I want to make sure that I do with this life that I have is do everything that God tells me to do without hesitation, without question. And I may not understand it, but I want to be obedient, because that's the only way, that's one of the ways I can give Him glory, not just by me doing this, but by me putting Him in the forefront of everything that I do, by me surrendering to what I want, what's comfortable to me, and allowing Him to have the glory, allowing Him to lead the way. I don't know how this is going to go. I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but I'm doing it. And I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted to get all these things, but ultimately, it's about allowing God to use me. So with all that being said, I named this podcast Unworthy Yet Loved, because for the past few months, as I've been getting closer to God and being in Bible study and fellowship, doing fellowship with these women in Christ who are so sweet and have encouraged me to do this, I realized that my biggest struggle is feeling unworthy. I feel very undeserving of the life that I have, very undeserving to be here behind this mic speaking to anyone. I just keep thinking, well, like, I'm nobody. Why am I to speak to people when I am nobody? But one of my friends, she was like, "You have the gift of encouragement. You need to use that." And my sisters in Christ, they all just pour into me so much. And I realized I can't be disobedient. I can't let my fear block the blessing that God has for me. And with that, I learned that I was so afraid of God's love. And I think this is what I want this first episode to be. We're not worthy because we are worthy of all these things. We're not. He died on the cross for our sins. Because of his love, because of God's love, he gave his only begotten son. And through that, we are made worthy. It's not because of us. It's for us. And that's why I want this podcast to be a reminder of that this isn't about me. This isn't because of me. This is for me. So just as much as I'm hoping that God uses me and that God uses my words, the words that he gives me to speak to someone, I pray and I ask that he use that. He continues to pray over me and speak to me and that encourage me. And this is why I'm trying to be very intentional about everything. And I'm learning to slow down because I want to glorify and praise God in everything I do. If I'm washing dishes, I want to praise God. If I'm walking down the street, I want to make sure I'm praising God, appreciating the creation that he made, appreciating the fact that I can walk down the street. So I am really focusing on slowing down. And this podcast, I wanted to control it by doing recording all the episodes in 1 month and doing all these things. And now I'm just letting God do it, which means I'm just doing less and letting him do more. Because if I do it all, then the glory isn't for him. It's me. I did this. I did that. I. But this isn't about me. There's no I in God. It's for God. And I think even me being a nobody is God's glory, because who am I to be here? I'm no one better than the person listening on the other side. So I'm just very grateful for everyone and anyone listening. So I wanna, sorry. So yes, I wanna just use this episode to kind of set the foundation on what I want this to be, and for me and for what I've been praying about, and for what I, and not just I, for what God has revealed to me, I truly want this to be encouragement and a form of teaching. Something that I do quite often without realizing is every time something happens to me, no matter how big or small, I have made an effort over the 23 years of my life to see God. To see God in everything that happens to me. Good, bad, big, small. And I want to use that ability that he has, that muscle that he has trained in me and worked in me, to share with people and allow you guys to see God in the big, the small, the great, the not so great. Because God is everywhere. God is in everything. God made us and he's with us at all times. Like, there's not a time, a space, or a moment where he's not with us. But we just need to let him in and we need to welcome him into everything we do. So, with that being said, I thought I wanted this first episode to be kind of like my testimony. And I realized that my testimony is ever growing. Like, I really feel like there's always something that is a testimony. So I think with every episode, I'm just going to go deeper in each thing I want to share. But for this first episode, because everyone says the first episode is so important, I want to be personable. I want you guys to know me. I want to know you guys. I don't want there to be a difference between you and I, the person listening, watching, and me. I'm just you, and you're just me. There's no difference here. It's more about your willingness and your obedience, right? And I'm going to go back to the fact that I really struggled to even make this video, because I think it's very important, especially with this being the first episode. For the past few months, like I mentioned, I have been recording and I've been trying to do it, but it wasn't about God. I made a big effort every time that I recorded a video to not mention God too much, because I didn't want to do too much. And something God revealed to me while we did our fast, like our my sisters in Christ and I together, was that and this might apply to someone, and I hope it resonates and that they can be delivered from it. All my life, by people, I've been told I'm too much, I do too much, or I'm weird. But ultimately, the word that has always come from people is I do too much, I'm too much. And so I've noticed over time, I've dimmed my light little by little, one inch at a time, to the point where now I'm so afraid of being fully myself. And so I hold back. I am so afraid of doing too much that I don't do enough. I'm so afraid of being too much that I suppress my own true self. And once God exposed that to me, it correlated to why I feel so unworthy, because I'm not seeing myself the way He sees me. I'm seeing myself the way the world sees me, right? So, and it was never intentional, and I hope that anyone struggling with this can be delivered from it, because I'm still trying to walk out of this, and I think doing this podcast is helping me walk into all of me and whatever that is right now, because I do believe we have assignments for every season in our life. There's a time and a place for everything. When you're too much, you want to not be too much so that you can fit in, so that you can make others more comfortable. And I realize I've unintentionally made other people so comfortable that I've stopped being 100% myself, 150 at that, because I just didn't want to be too much. I didn't want to make others uncomfortable. I was so worried about everything and everyone else that I forgot who I was and who I am in Christ. And right now, in this season of my life, I do think that God is trying to show me who I am through free will. I'm noticing that there is always a choice. You can choose to be who God called you to be, or you can choose to hide because it's comfortable, because it's easy. You can choose to allow God to use you, or you can choose to stay where you are because it's safe, because you know. And it's very easy to give, right? It's very easy to give and give and give, to give of yourself, to dim your light, to make others comfortable. Because every time you do something like that, it's for other people. So you tell yourself, oh, it's for them. It's for them. I'm being a giver. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm giving, right? But have we ever learned to receive? I don't think we've learned to receive. At least for me, I don't think I've learned to receive. It's really easy. Think about it, right? When someone gives you a gift, when someone gives you something, it's very easy for you to say, no. When someone gives you a compliment, you will say, no, stop. And I'm guilty of this. Instead of receiving that. Because that's God, I believe, when things like that happen, it's a glimpse of God's love, just God smiling at you, God winking at you, God using people to remind you of His love, to remind you of who He made you and how He made you, right? When someone comes up to you and they're like, I love your smile, God made you. God gave you that smile. So to say thank you is to appreciate what God has made you. To say thank you is to receive God reminding you of that love, is to receive it. So it's really easy to give, but I've noticed it's been really hard to receive. And so with this podcast and the reminder that I'm not worthy of this, yet through His love, I'm made worthy, I can then also remind myself that because God loves me, He's going to do these things for me. He's going to remind me. And it's not for me, it's for His glory. So He's going to remind me of who He created me to be. Because how can I love anyone if I don't love myself, right? And we talk about self-love a lot, but I think it comes from the understand, in my opinion, right? The understanding of I'm not worthy of any of this. I'm not worthy of being bodily abled. I'm not worthy of having hair. I'm not, you know, so much hair. I'm not worthy of my eyebrows, my eyelashes, whatever it can be. And these are all physical things, and I'm doing that on purpose because when we realize that, like, it's a gift, and God, like, we are God's creation, right? So to have the things that God has given us, it's a gift. And to not be able to receive that or have other people love the things that God created, it's almost like a rejection to God, right? Because if someone else is like, I love your smile, and you're like, no, stop, I hate my smile, or no, stop, you don't receive that compliment. That if in reality God used that person to compliment his own creation, right? So it's like, it's all a cycle of giving God his glory and giving God everything, because it's like he made you and he loves you and he wants to remind you of that love, because it's so easy to forget, so easy to be caught up in the give, in the I don't want to do too much, I don't want to step out of where I'm supposed to be, that you forget who God made you to be. And with knowing who God made you to be, you can find your purpose. And I don't think there's such thing as finding your purpose. I do believe there's such thing as understanding what God has created you to do and be in each season with each task, because there's spiritual gifts, right? There's all these things that come from God. So these, like, everything is from God, right? So what I want this podcast to be is, like I said, faith-based encouragement. And I want to share different stories and different things that have happened in my life and how God has taught me the things that he's taught me and shown himself to me in the ways that he has. And no, I have not had the privilege of physically seeing God, because if I did, you guys would know about it. But I have not had that privilege. I do feel like God has shown himself to me in different ways, and I want to share that with you guys. And yeah, I really do want to remind people through this podcast that you are worthy, and not because you are the bibbidi bomb, but because God loves you, and he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. Therefore, you know, like, you're worthy of God's love. You're worthy of what that entails. For me, I've been so afraid of God's love and what that means. I've just been worried, like, okay, I don't deserve more blessings. So it's like, why are you, like, I can't do more because I can't be blessed more. Like, this is my limit. And that in itself is a limiting belief, right? And I don't want to talk about this because we're unworthy of all these things. We're unworthy, yet through his love, we're made worthy. And then we can, with humility, appreciate and be all that he has called us to be, and also walk the walk that he's called us to walk, and also appreciate and receive everything that he's given us, right? And is giving us and wants to give us, whether that's through people, material things, whatever, because it's all his at the end, right? So the idea that, and I'm sorry if this podcast is confusing to people, my brain works like that sometimes, so I do apologize. And I really want to talk about this because I think it makes sense to why I named the podcast this, and it's been something that I've been struggling with. So I will give you guys, like, my testimonies and different things like that. But right now, I really want to emphasize this because it's so important to me that you guys know that we ourselves limit God. And we ourselves, like, we don't give him his glory, and we also do not give him the space to do all that he wants to do in our life. God's love is everlasting. Like, I don't think we can understand how much God loves us, because we have never had to sacrifice our only begotten son. And there has, okay, I say that to, like, I know everyone has suffering and I know everyone has made sacrifices. I just do not think it is to the extent of God, because God created us. God loves us. Like, I don't even know what words to use to explain that. But I will say that we put a limit on what God can do. Sometimes we ask God for these specific things and he gives it to us. Sometimes it's to show us that we don't need them, that we don't want them, that they're not good for us. Sometimes he doesn't give it to us because he has to protect us regardless of what we want. And then there's times where you have to just stop asking, in my opinion, right? You have to stop asking for these specific things because you don't know what's best for you. And instead, receive God's will for your life. Ask for the obedience to walk in his will. Ask for the favor of God. Ask for the wisdom to understand. And not just understand, but to be obedient in his word. To be able to be more sensitive to him and his word, right? Because when at least for me, and I'll give an example. When I ask God to do... When I ask God to make this work for me, or I ask God to do something or bring someone in my life, and they do and they hurt me and it sucks, I'm like, I can't believe that you gave me this. And then it's like, well, you asked for it, you know? It's like, isn't this what you wanted? And God's not a genie, and we have to remember that, because sometimes we're like, ah, I want this, I want that, I want that. And then it's like, God's not a genie. I asked for this, I got it, it hurt me. And then in that moment, I was like, oh my goodness, I have no idea what I want. I have no idea what I truly want, because I have no idea who I truly am, because I have no idea who I am in Christ. So I ask for these things from a place of unworthiness, from a place of suffering, from a place of scarcity. Like, I ask things from a place of desperation, but instead, understanding that I am not worthy, yet through God's love, I am made worthy of all these beautiful things, helps me remember that I am capable of receiving all of God's love. If it's his will, right? All the things that come with that is his will. Because his love is not material things and all these other things that we focus on. It's in your soul, in your heart. It's the way you look at the world, the way you experience the world, the way you interact with the world. I believe that's what God's love is, in a glimpse of the many things that he is looking at someone else and seeing their uniqueness, their beauty, the things you don't like about them. But in all of that, you're reminded of how true and awesome God is, because he made them. He made them so different and unique that there's parts about them that you don't even like. And that to me is like mind blowing, because if we're being honest, like, receiving God's love can be scary. Walking in God's will can be scary, because we don't know what that looks like, right? We have to walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes walking by faith is scary. You don't know what your next step is. You don't know anything sometimes, and you don't understand why you're walking this path. And this is where you have to relish in God's love, because he loves you and he would not forsake you or forget you. So when we can truly receive God's love, I think that helps us do the things that he calls us to do. Like, for example, this podcast, right? This is my first episode. Who's gonna listen? I don't know. Who's not gonna listen? I don't know. Do I have to mimic someone else? That's what my flesh would tell me. Follow a structure. Mimic someone else. My flesh also tells me I'm not good enough for this. I don't know my word like everyone else. I'm not as well spoken. I have an accent. Like, all these things about me that are wrong. But because of God's love, none of that matters. Because he loves me. And my goal in this life is to do God's will, whatever that looks like. And one of the things I always ask God for, or I always try to, is to to give me the strength to be obedient in his will, because I don't know what God's will looks like sometimes. I just ask God, do your will. And then when things, I have to do things I don't want to do, I'm like, yikes, I did not want to do that, or I don't want to do it, and then I delay it, or I'm like half doing it. But half obedience is disobedience. Like, that's it. You know, you either do it or you don't. And I'm saying that to myself because sometimes I don't want to do things. I don't. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You know, we're supposed to be a family. I want you guys to be my family, like a community. We're all friends. Now that I have my sisters in Christ, I'm all about sisterhood and community. I always prayed for that. So to have it come to life is so, it's so beautiful. Anyway, sorry. I love them. Anyways. like, perfection isn't real. And not everyone is meant to do everything. Like, I also think, and this was me, I used to be this person where I would do 100 things in a day or in a week. I was just always so busy. And I realized that I was trying to make myself feel worthy. Because if I'm doing all these things, then I am worthy of the blessing. If I'm working extra hard, then I'm worthy of God's glory and like his love. If I do all these things, then I'm worthy of the good things that happen in my life. I was trying to earn God's love. And I know I think I'm diving into a lot of different things, but I really feel like all these things that go back into the title of this podcast and why I named it this, because with unworthiness, we seek out all these things that are not from God. And when we realize that we are unworthy, yet we are loved, and because of God's love, we're made worthy. Like, once that is like embedded in your brain and your heart and your soul, you don't have to do all these things anymore. You can just be you because God has called you to be, and accept that it's going to change in every season in your life. There's a season for everything. There's a time and a place for everything that we do. As long as we're giving God glory, he will ordain our steps. As long as we walk by faith and not by sight, we will have our next step there. We might not have the whole pathway or the walkway given to us, but we will have the next step. Nothing, it says, pray about everything, worry about nothing. You know, don't be anxious. Read your word, get to know him. You know, God is God. Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So, okay, yeah. So back to earning God's love. So because I am unworthy, because I really believed I was unworthy of all these amazing things that were happening in my life. And now, okay, I just want to preface by saying my life is not perfect. There has been much suffering, sacrifice. I, however, choose to look at the beauty of it, and with every pain and suffering, I believe there's a lesson and a teaching in there. And with every episode, I want to go deeper into specific things so that, one, you guys get to know me better, but you guys get to see God's glory through my life. That's something I really want to do. So, and also, I just want to say, one thing I'm not doing is like having a lot of structure here, which is, I guess, bad, because structure is good. But I like to flow and see where words take me and where God's trying to take me. So I hope you guys like it too. So through me being unworthy and feeling so unworthy and feeling like I have to do all these things, I started to, well, not started. I just always thought I had to earn God's love. I always thought that there was a cap, right? And this is where the limiting comes from. Because by me asking for these things, I'm putting a cap on what God should give me. Because I'm like, oh, give me this, give me that. But But he might have something completely different for me that I just don't understand. Something completely different for me that I just might not even think of, because my brain capacity is nowhere near God's brain capacity. Like, what God is doing is so beyond my understanding that I think it's better for me not to know everything. So, and he made me. He also, you know, knows the plans of my life. Like, he already knows what my life is going to be. But I also do have free will, and I get to make these choices. So if I don't consult with him, if I don't walk the walk that he wants me to walk — that was a lot of walk — if I don't walk the path that he has for me, if I don't obey him, and if I'm not, like, in line with what God wants me to do, my life could go any which way. Ultimately, I do believe I will always find my way back to God, because that's something that I believe all humans crave and desire. It's the sense of love, the sense of worthiness, the sense of fulfillment. And I do believe that comes from God. When you're faithful, and I just learned this in the sermon, when you're someone full of faith, you can overflow. And a lot of these words are used in the mental space community, like overflowing, self-love, etc., etc. And I just genuinely believe all of that is an extension of God. Like, they're trying to do something, and this is all a topic that I won't get into, but ultimately it comes from God. Like, your cup being full, the idea of self-love, like, the only way you can love yourself is through knowing and loving God, because he created you. It's like a — how can I explain this? Let me think. Right? It's like when you bake something, and I love baking. When you bake a cake and you made your own recipe, you know how much sugar you put in there, how much flour, how many eggs. You know that. So if the cake were to come to life and tell you, what was I made for? Or even not just that. What was the cake made for? You made the cake to be a chocolate cake. Chocolate, raspberry, vanilla, and raspberry. Whatever you made the cake to be, that's its purpose. And only you know that. And so you appreciate this cake so much because you made it. And part of you doesn't want to eat it. But one of the things I love most about baking is how other people are, like, filled with joy because of it, right? Because I make a cake, and everyone else, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so good. This is so good. I love it. I love it. I love it. Not that I'm the best baker either. I'm just saying an example. And I genuinely believe that, like, us as humans created by God, he made us with a purpose that will ultimately help other people and be for other people, right? Like, just how that slice of cake made someone else feel amazing and fill their belly and, you know, satisfy their hunger or that desire of something sweet, and it was so good, and you created it, and it was like, wow, like, what a blessing. You as a person, me as a person, we as a people were created for all these different unique tasks for a purpose that gives God the glory. It ultimately goes all the way back to him. But when we struggle with unworthiness and we don't realize that, we don't accept that we are unworthy and that we are made worthy through his love, then we do this act of earning God's love. And when we do this act of earning God's love, we just do things that we don't need to do, and we're always unsatisfied because we're trying to get this pat in the back of, like, you've done enough, now you can rest, you've done enough, now you can be grateful, you've done enough, da 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 da. But that's the thing, right? Like, there's nothing that you could have done or that you could do to have changed what God already did for you, which was send his only son to die on a cross for our sins. Jesus became sin. There's nothing. Even just saying that God became sin, I'm lost for words, because I don't even think I know how deep that goes. Do you know what it's like to become sin? Everyone's sin, so that we may be purified, so that we may be in relationship with God, so that we may be There's just no words. One sin, your own sins, your own sinful thoughts, your own sinful are already heavy. But imagine becoming everyone's sin. Like, there's nothing that you could have done to make God love you any more or any less. He created you. And he loves you. And he sent his only son to die on the cross for you. There is nothing that you can or cannot do to make God love you. There's nothing that you can do to make you worthy of God's love. Because you're not. This might be controversial, but I don't think we're worthy of his love. We're not. Who are we to deserve that Jesus died on the cross for us? We are sinful. We are selfish. We are prideful. We are egotistical. How can we say, we are worthy. We deserve that. Of course he did it. No, 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 no. We need to be in a constant state of gratitude. And when you're constantly grateful, there's no space for you to be anything other. Like, thinking about what you don't have and what you do need to do and like, no. If you're in a constant state of gratitude, then you can be in a constant state of glorifying God. And then you can learn to, to live in this world with the point of view that's like, what a blessing to just be here. And this is not our eternal home. Like, this is temporary. When we die and go to heaven, God bless, that's our eternal home. No suffering. That's the place to be. So it's kind of like, okay, I don't need everything to be perfect here because I'm not going to be here forever. But I can appreciate the fact that I'm here. I can be grateful for what God has given me here. I can appreciate the people and the situations that God is using to bring me closer to him, to have me mature with him, right? To teach me all these things, right? So we no longer have to believe the idea that we need to earn God's love because we're unworthy of his love regardless of how much we do. And when you look at it like that, your work is just dirty rags. And I say this because I've struggled with this, not because I'm here judging and convicting and condemning anybody. This is a struggle that I've had, and I hope that anyone listening can understand that you do not have to do things to earn God's love. There's nothing that you can or cannot do to earn God's love. The only thing that you should do is glorify him, get to know him, become whoever he's calling you to become, walk the path that he's calling you to walk, right? Like, stop trying to be everything else and just allow God to show you who you are. I don't believe there's like, become your best self, become this, become that. There's no becoming because you already are who you are, right? There's only growing and maturing. And that way, as you grow and mature, you can blossom at a greater level. It's like a tree. An apple tree is always going to be apple tree, whether it's the seed, you know, the stem, all the way to where it's a tree and all the apples are, you know, blooming. And that's what I believe we are. Like, we're growing, we're maturing. And that happens when we can, when we go to God and we ask him, who am I? You know, like, the apple tree knew it was an apple tree, and it's not trying to be a freaking, what's the word? What's another tree? I like apple trees. That's why I'm saying apple trees. It's not trying to be a mango tree. The apple tree is not trying to be a mango tree, guys. Because the apple tree is not like, I'm so unworthy of being an apple tree that I need to become something else. I need to work harder. No, 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 no. The apple tree gets water when it rains, gets sunlight when the sun's out. The soil that it grew on, it has, you know, it has all the things that it needs. God provides it everything it needs. And all it has to do is grow. All it has to do is mature. All it has to do is bear fruit. And we have to bear fruit, guys. I'm talking too much. I'm just gonna have to make another episode. But anyways, I'm already like fired up. I'm just saying, like, we are unworthy. And this is why I named this podcast Unworthy Yet Love. Because I want it to be a daily reminder that this is not about me. I am not holier than thou. I am no better than the person listening on the other side. I am just a vessel that God is using. And even then, I'm so unequipped to be here behind this camera, which is not a camera, it's my phone, to talk. And I'm unequipped, I'm underqualified, I'm all these things. However, because of God's love, because of His glory, He has called me to do this. And I so desperately want to be obedient to God that even though I do not want to do this, I do not want to expose myself and put myself on YouTube, I want to be obedient to God more than my own fears. I want to glorify God more than my comfort. It is comfortable to be hidden, to stay behind the scenes. But I'm walking by sight. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. You know, I don't know what's coming. I don't know what is not happening or what is happening. But what I do know is that God is always working. I also know that God loves me. So if there's anything that you need to take from this podcast, is that, yes, you are unworthy of all these amazing things that you have in your life. But that makes you grateful. And because you're unworthy, you need to remind yourself that through your unworthiness, God loves you. Yet, like, you are unworthy, yet you are loved. And because you are loved, you are so blessed and you are so gifted and you are so amazing. Because God created you for a purpose. God has a purpose. He has tasks for you. He is doing what he's doing so many things. You just need to open your ears, open your heart, open your mind so that He can do them through you. And His glory can shine on the other side of that. So you're not worthy, yet through God's love, you're made worthy. Remember that God sent His only Son to be made human, to take our sins and die on the cross for us. So there is nothing that you can say or not say to God that He cannot bear or hear or not take. You know, like, your cup is not too heavy. And another thing to remember is that you don't have to earn God's love, guys. We are not worthy of His love anyway. So, you know, at some point, you got to just think, like, I don't deserve it anyway. So what's the point? You don't have to earn His love. You just have to, I believe, you just have to get to know Him because He created you. And as you get to know Him and you start building this relationship with Him, you will be able to know who you are and understand, maybe not everything, but a glimpse of the purpose He has for you, or a glimpse of who you are, or a glimpse of how to view this world. I mean, I don't know everything, but what I do know is that God is here, and he's good, and He's not a genie. You're not going to just get everything you want, but He loves you. Like, God loves you, and we have a lot of misconstrued ideas of love because of our interactions and our traumas. So I just urge you guys to seek the Lord, pray, and allow Him to show you what love really means. So thank you for watching my first episode. I hope that you are blessed. I hope that you have a great day and that God continues to bless you. I pray that each and every one of you become more sensitive to God's word, that your ears become more sensitive to God's word, that your heart and your soul have a stronger conviction so that you can become more sensitive to God's presence, and that your mind is renewed so that your thoughts are not your own, but God's. Oh, what's my outro? That's it. That's my outro, guys. I love everyone, and I'm really excited to start to embark on this journey of podcasting and yapping. Yep. And I hope this episode blesses someone. My next episode will be more specific and a little bit more structured. But I will admit, I'm all for the flow and, you know, letting God take over. So please bear with me. I'm not chaotic, but I'm a tiny bit out of order. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I hope to see you again on the next episode. Bye.